Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
皆さん、こんにちは。Welcome to America, ゆかいだ。I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe.
I forgot my name.
You shouldn't forget your name, Kay.
I think it's very unusual to see them studying in this series.
That's right, that's right. Usually they're out there having an adventure.
ハンバーガーを食べに行こうっていう話なんですけど、ちょっと日本人の人がよく間違いがちなハンバーグという名詞の2つの名詞の違いについてお話ししたいと思います。まずハンバーガーはハンバーガー、かさん名詞ですね。で、それに対して、ハンバーグは、まずこれ、英語じゃないです。これは普通、英語だと、ハンバーグミートか、サルスベリーステーキというふうに言います。で、ハンバーガーは、ハンバーグとか、ハンバーガーズというふうに言えるのに対して、ハンバーグは、不可算名詞なので、some Salisbury steak とか言わないといけません。で、あともう一個、発音に注意してほしいんですけど、この、ハンバーガーというとき、ハンバーガーという、この、なんか、吐き出してるみたいな、汚いんですけど、ちょっと吐き出してるような音を頑張って出していただきたいです、ね。
Yes, hamburger.
Hamburger.
I ate a hamburger. Or I ate some hamburger meat.、
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
で、さてさて、そこで、ちょっとジョー先生にお聞きしたいんですけど、日本とアメリカのハンバーガーに違いはあるのでしょうか? Joe, are American hamburgers different from Japanese hamburgers?
Basically, I think they're the same.
Okay.
You often hear that at McDonald's,
McDonald's,
right, McDonald's, that the hamburgers in America are bigger. But actually, the hamburgers at the McDonald's in Japan, they have some big ones here too. So basically, the size is the same,
okay.
I think. But one thing in Japan, there's a larger variety. For example, there's teriyaki burgers, rice burgers, and also you put things on it like soy sauce, maybe, or kewpie, mayo, like that. In America, you never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Never put mayonnaise on your hamburger. You can, in America, you put ketchup, a mustard,
or
onions, but that's about it. So they have a larger variety, I think, in Japan.
で、ちなみに日本でおなじみのテリヤキバーガーというものがありますが、アメリカにはこれはほぼないです。で、結構アメリカのレストランとかに行くと、テリヤキっていう文字が、書いてはあるんですけど、大体の場合これはテリヤキっていうよりもなんか丼物を指していることが多いようです。
That's right. So you will see in America the big sign saying teriyaki, but when you go there, don't expect it. You're going to get some kind of a bowl with rice and things in it like that.
さてさて、というところで今日のお話に入っていきたいと思います。ヒロ君はもう何時間も勉強してお腹空いたよというふうに言ってます。To starve で超お腹が減ることですね。
Yes, it means I'm really, really hungry. Of course, you can... Starving has two meanings. One is there's no food, right? So people in Africa are starving. That's very serious, right? But in a conversation, you say, I'm starving. Kind of a joke. Everybody does it. Means I'm really, really hungry.
Oh my gosh, this is the end of today's interesting words.
Yes,
okay.
There's only two interesting words today. Because when you talk about food, often it's the same, really. American or Japanese.
Okay. 今日の最後の面白い表現ですが、なんかお腹空いたから食べに行こうよというふうに言ってます。To grab a bite. なんか食べに行こうということですね。
Right. Let's grab a bite after class. Mm-hmm. Let's go get a little to eat. Good expression.
それでは今日はちょっと短めなんですが、まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてシャドーイングをしてみてください。その後ナチュラルなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Right. Say in a loud voice during the pauses.
Melina, we've been studying for hours. I'm starving.Let's grab a bite.
Oh, let's go to In-N-Out. It's a fast food place. The best burgers on the west coast. Everything's freshly made. And their milkshakes are great. Wanna go?
Sure. Oh, there's not much choice on the menu. But at least that helps me choose faster. I'll just get a cheeseburger, French fries, and a vanilla milkshake.
Oh, you should get your French fries animal style.
Animal style? What's that?
They add onions, cheese, and the extra special secret sauce.
That sounds interesting.
Just get it, Hiro. And if you don't like them, I'll finish them for you, like any good friend would.
Melina, we've been studying for hours. I'm starving. Let's grab a bite.
Oh, let's go to In-N-Out. It's a fast food place, the best burgers on the West Coast. Everything's freshly made, and their milkshakes are great. Wanna go?
Sure. Oh, there's not much choice on the menu, but at least that helps me choose faster. I'll just get a cheeseburger, French fries, and a vanilla milkshake.
Oh, you should get your French fries animal style.
Animal style? What's that?
They add onions, cheese, and the extra special secret sauce.
That sounds interesting.
Just get it, Hiro. And if you don't like them, I'll finish them for you, like any good friend would.
今日は食べ物のお話でしたが、日本でもおなじみマクドナルドさんは、なんと本場アメリカでは発音が違います。McDonald's というふうに言います。
Right, McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Right, you can, if you say that, it sounds like you're really natural. Kay, do you know how many McDonald's there are in Japan?
What, in Japan?
Yes,
I have no idea.
There are about 3,600.
Really?
Yes, or even more I heard recently.
Oh my
yes,
gosh.
About 3,600. Everybody seems to like McDonald's,
McDonald's,
right? But it's not so healthy, right? So don't go there so much.
それでは皆さんもちょっと、まあ、健康に気をつけつつもマクドナルドさんなどで楽しくお勉強して英語を身につけてくださいね。
And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.